Yeah, wanting to reflect this morning on what baptism is for those of us who know, to remind us, and for those of us who maybe have never thought about it before. So what is baptism? Well, I'd like to give just a brief understanding of what we understand baptism to be. In the Bible, we first see baptism being performed by John the Baptist. Baptism was a ritual that people who wanted to join the Jewish faith would undergo. When John the Baptist came to make a straight path for people coming to the king, he came to the nation of Israel and called them back to God. It would be surprising, I think, to see, and even shocking for many, that he, John the Baptist, would baptize Israelites, who were the people of God. But it was to show that they had lost their way and that they wanted to change their hearts and their attitude towards God. Jesus himself was baptized by John, and both of them knew that this there was no need for this, but Jesus said it was to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus took this Jewish ritual of baptism and applied it to those who chose to follow him and be his disciples. In Matthew 28, he tells his followers these words: "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Baptism was a sign for everyone that you had decided to follow Jesus and that he was your Lord. He is your Lord. Romans 6:3-5 says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." In baptism, what you see is a public demonstration of what has happened in the heart of a person. It is public, it's something that needs to be seen by others, so that people know and understand our life's intention. It is therefore meaningful for the person to be baptized, but it also tries to help others, like us today, understand why the change in the person's life. I'm sure that most of us here have known someone who's lived in a de facto relationship, in a relationship that wasn't called marriage, and the couple maybe start dating and others might wonder about the relationship and its status. A couple move in together and we are left wondering, how serious really is this relationship? A couple might even have children together, and maybe this goes on for 10 years, and there's still some sense in which we're not sure exactly about the intention or the status of that relationship and how committed they are. But if a couple start dating and then get married after a period of time, when they stand and make promises to each other and sign the paper and declaration of marriage, everyone knows what the relationship is. Its status is clear. The wedding ceremony is a public event for the world to see and know that these two people are committing themselves to each other. Of course, it's not a guarantee that this relationship will last, but no one is left wondering, are they, what the relationship is and its status. And in some ways, that's what happens with a baptism. It's a public declaration that a person is committing themselves to following Jesus. It is a free act of the will. No one has put pressure on Haley with a gun to her head or something and saying, come on, let's do this. It was her choice. That is why in the Baptist church we don't baptize infants, because we believe it's the decision that people make for themselves. It's an act of our will to put our faith in Jesus. And baptism is a great way in which a person to make that declaration to the world and to their friends and family that Jesus is my Lord. It also marks entry into the family of God, into this church family. Galatians 3:26 says, "You are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you were baptized into Christ. All of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." Baptism itself is not a magical ritual. It can mean nothing if the person's heart is not changed. We don't believe that baptism is essential for our salvation. It doesn't change our status with God. Our salvation is God's work in a person's heart. But why wouldn't a person who follows Jesus be baptized when it's something that he so clearly commanded, as we read before in Matthew 28. It doesn't seem right for a person to refuse what their king has asked them to do. In one way, nothing is going to change today after this. It's not like Haley's going to go under the water and she's going to come up and just like be glowing for the rest of her life. But it's but in another sense, it's a good opportunity for her to show that she's saying yes to Jesus. She's been saying yes to Jesus for a long time, and I know that it's been a great joy for Tony and Wendy and Bethany and the rest of us here to see that in her life. Speaking particularly of me and Suna, my wife, seeing her come along to our home group and just hearing her heart for Jesus and wanting to make that known in her life has been a great encouragement to us. She's saying in baptism today, she's saying a big yes to Jesus in front of her family and her friends. She does not want to become more holy or more righteous. This is not what this is going to do. But it has become more obvious to us that she is a person who is living and taking Jesus serious in her life. She is saying that Jesus is the Lord. And it's a challenge to us all this morning, isn't it? That every person here today, the question remains, is Jesus our Lord? Is he the one we're following?